child, my family would travel Western Kentucky, where my parents were born. Backwards old town, it's often remembered so many times that the memories are worn. Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? Sorry, my son, but it's too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Times he would travel right down the Green River, the abandoned old prison down by the hill, where the air smelled like snakes. We shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles is all we would give. Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train is hauled in. Coal company came with the world's largest shovel, tortured the timber and stripped all the land. They dug for their coal till the land was forsaken, and they wrote it all down as the progress of man. Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train is hauled it away. I let my ashes float down the Green River, let my soul go on up to the Rochester Bend. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting, just 5 miles away from wherever I am. Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
away. Tuesday.
John Lewis? How am I not surprised that you know that?
We won't be celebrating it though.
Bela's birthday might be like 2 days from now. John Prine might be cremated in my dome.
Cremated, like.
You never know.
So you still doing that October hunt thing?
Yep.
October hunt?
Your moon?
Hunter's moon.
Cool.
You bet.
October 28th. In the evening. Wiser.
I'd love to bring some boysenberry cobbler, but fresh out of straw, fresh out of blood.
What are their names?
What?
What are their names?
Wow. It's like a dessert. A latte milk truck something. Oh, good lord. Put that on ice cream.
Happy ice cream.
What you got there, buddy?
Shady Grove. With a D minor.
Peaches in the summertime, huh?
Peaches in the summertime. So it's peaches in the summertime. Apples and F. A minor. That's basically the whole song right there. Peaches in the summertime, apples in the fall. If I can't have the girl I love, I don't want to love at all. Shady Grove, my little love. Shady Grove, my darling. Shady Grove, my little love. I'm going back to Harlem. Wish I had a banjo string made of golden twine. Every time I'd pick, I'd think, I wish the girl was mine. Shady Grove, my little love. Shady Grove, my darling. Shady Grove, my little love. I'm going back to Harlem. So I sold that pretty girl to my side. Down the road I'd go. Shady Grove, my little love. Shady Grove, my darling. Shady Grove, my little love. I'm going back to
You did. You were holding it down nice there. So I apologize for playing with my phone all the time. PG&E has left me without power yet again. And went out at 2 a.m. last night. And they just sent a text a little bit ago that my power will be on at 5.
Hmm, probably.
Maybe.
Sad that they're pretty good once they get around to that. Telling you that.
That's the first communication I've had all day.
We had, last week, we had, what night it was, maybe Friday night, it was gone from like 5 in the afternoon until about midnight. That happens all the time out where I'm at.
Yep. Yeah, we've lost track this summer.
They're paranoid about they've got the whole thing where if something hits their wires, it's like they just shut down that section of the grid, you know. And it's like, you know, that's better than starting a fire, I guess. And that's what they're so concerned about, you know. They can't take any more litigation.
Yeah, last week, up there on Zogmine, tree fell. Well, it was on Horse Canyon, which is right off of Zogmine. Tree fell on the line. Out that, I mean, just that fast. So they've got new technology up there, which is good. After the Zog fire.
Yeah. Well, you're rich after the Zog fire, right?
Yeah.
The taxes. I can't believe they charge taxes on that.
Did they really?
So my question to
them. I'm going to be honest, $103,000 in taxes. And they tax us on the 36% that the lawyer got. And then the lawyer has to pay taxes on us, a double tax. And it's part of the Deficit Reduction Act that, you know, I think in 2025 that's done. But I was like, really? I got to pay the money, the taxes on what the lawyer got? Yep. You can't write it off on your taxes.
Doesn't make sense at all.
Doesn't.
So like if your house burns down.
Yeah.
And insurance pays you. You
got to pay taxes on the insurance that pays you. I guess because if you sold your house, but if you rebuild it, you have to pay taxes on the new build.
Oh, we had to pay taxes.
You have to do the property taxes.
Now ours was not insurance though. Ours was.
Oh yeah,
a
yours
settlement.
Was payouts.
The steel.
It was a settlement.
I don't care. I think it.
But my house burned. Yeah. So you know, my house burned. Whoa. Stood up. You know, they don't care.
Well, hopefully
you'll
get something back on that forestry guy stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I was sort of joking about you being rich, but apparently you are. With those level of taxes.
Only this year.
Hey,
it was it was decent, but it wasn't enough. We could not rebuild on what we got, which is amazing. Yeah. Because now you'd have to have sprinklers put in, you know, the whole, I mean, what you've got to do to get it up to...
Code.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah, I don't know if we made an error because we're going to do the whole front. We're going to re-stucco the front side of this house.
Yeah.
The guy said, you want to do a permit? And yeah, sure. What if they find something? I mean, they could. I could have just asked, hey, you're going to do this to code anyway, right? So let's not do the permit. You're going to do it to code. So if I get